Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to another night of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, tonight is the Angelina Grace Radio Show, which is held once a month. We have been trying to line it up for the second Tuesday, but sometimes it ends up being the first Tuesday, and it's probably best to just check out the website to know when we're actually going to be airing the shows and everything. And you can go to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All shows are available for replay after the show is over. And we're really excited to have Angelina on with us. If you want to check out her services and look at her website, you can go to angelinagrace.org. That's O-R-G. And Angelina, are you there?
I am. Hi, Mark. Hi, everybody.
Hey, it's great to have you on.
Yes, it's always great to be on. Thanks for doing all this.
Yeah, I think, I don't know about you, but lately I've been going through a lot of spiritual, what we call processing, and that is just kind of, you know, looking at how things are in my life, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how I'm interpreting things. And for me lately, it's been about trying to find out where is the subtle energy, you know, because normally for most of my life, things either go one way or they go the other. There doesn't seem to be a lot of gray area for me. But recently, I've been learning to kind of really feel into the subtle energies that are in between the two extremes. So It's always interesting, always a learning experience. And with that, I'll let you go ahead and run with the show. So for anybody that's listening, if you want to call in for readings, we'll be screening callers in the next couple minutes, and then we'll be doing readings on the half hour. And you can call us at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. All yours, Angelina.
Well, that's actually pretty perfect what you're leading into, that subtle energy, because primarily we focus or have our awareness within just the five senses, which isn't negative or anything, it's just limited. And with those subtle energies, we're able to feel those very... yeah, subtle things in between spaces, almost like I had taken a drawing class at my community college, and they have you learn negative and positive space, and basically the negative space is what's outlining or behind whatever you see in front of you. And then in our Western culture, where I think, you know, not even conditioned, but where we focus on just what's literally right in front of us, but miss everything in between. Like, for instance, in Asia, when they embroider or sew and make the garments, like the big rugs and everything, they have such beautiful patterns because they have to think of ahead of what they're going to be sewing. So they fill in the background a lot, and I think we get busy. Everyone gets busy with their lives, and we forget just that background, the subtle energy, you know, maybe just being too rushed with our days or our monkey mind. But there's definitely a subtle energy behind and everything, just as when you look up at the stars. I like that example. When you look up at the vastness of space, you see all the pinpoints of light or the stars and those bodies in the heavens, but yet there's that space that contains them, all the black space on that. It's like that canvas. So there's two parts that are integral parts of each other, but sometimes I think we forget about the space around the stars or even around the plant or the animal or person or the music. When you listen to music, the tone in between, the space in between my words or notes in music, there's that space in between, that subtle space even between my in and out breath. There's that subtle energy. And basically, for the topic this month, I wanted to focus on intention and attention aligned with the now moment, becoming more aware of this present moment, being present with presence, the present, the gift of now. And I think bringing your awareness back to now refocuses what's real in a way, to say, so to speak, you get to refocus on what's in front of you or what's happening now. Because, you know, I think it was Lao Tzu that said, when we're stuck in the past, we're depressed. If we're stuck in the future, we have anxiety. But if we're in the moment, we could have peace. And I think we're always trying to reach for the future or do something another day. Oh, I'll get this. Someday I'll be enlightened. Someday I'll be happy. Someday I'll lose weight. Someday. But really all you have is now. And that's what I realized when my grandpa passed. I wish I would have known that more fully before his passing in February of this year. But, you know, the only thing that we really have is now, and the people that are alive on the planet now is what we have. And to appreciate that and have the awareness and appreciation and recognition, the respect, to re-look at what we have and really truly appreciate it for all that it is. And I think I know it sounds really cliche, but the more that we're able to love ourselves, the more we're able to love others, and so on and so on, like accepting ourselves 100%, loving ourselves. And you know, I was thinking it really doesn't stop there, because you know, in this, I guess you could say, New Age or oneness movement, there's a lot of focus on self-help and self-love, which is very important and which we've probably neglected as a whole for a long time. But I think, you know, it doesn't stop there. It's not like you get to that destination and you're like, oh, I love myself, like, and the world is healed in kumbaya. I think it's more of a journey where you just keep learning and you keep making mistakes, and to accept that we're not perfect and that we're human, to accept those human parts of ourselves and even the perceived negative and positive aspects, they're all integral parts. And I think, you know, sometimes in the New Age, they just propagate love and light, but we all know that's not what the world is. It's not just the love and the light. On that spectrum, the negative feelings and the sadness and grief and death anxiety and all the rest of it. So there's a big spectrum. But I think when we can learn to embrace all aspects of those parts of ourselves, we can go along with the river of life and really embrace this now. Would you have any thoughts on that, Mark? Or feelings?
No, I think you know, I think the one thing that I notice is that, you know, I think most of us spend a lot of time in the past. I think a lot of us spend a lot of time in the future, and we know that all transformation and all co-creation takes place in the now. It's funny if you really pay attention to notice how long can you maintain staying present.
Mm-hmm.
It actually takes a little bit of effort. So that's just my thoughts about that. But what you said earlier was something I was actually kind of thinking about the other day. You know, for a lot of my life, I think, like most people, I've had a lot of bad experiences. And I think when you have a lot of bad experiences, one of the things you might actually do is spend a lot of time thinking about something else that's going to happen later that's going to make your life better. So it's kind of like what you were saying a few minutes ago about how we're always looking for, like, the next best job or the next best relationship, like something outside of ourselves is actually going to make us happy. And I think as we kind of grow spiritually, what we realize is that everything that we need is inside of ourselves, and that mm-hmm. you never really have to look outside of yourselves. It's funny because so much of what we do is we look outside of ourselves. We look outside of ourselves for answers. We look outside of ourselves for wisdom and knowledge and stuff like that. And the truth is, at the very nature of it, is that everything that we need is inside of us. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's funny, you know, it reminds me, I mean, I've actually heard the story so many times, I'm actually sick of hearing it, but I think everybody hears about, well, if we wanted a great gift, let's hide it someplace. I know, we'll hide it inside person, you know? So there seems to be a lot of truth in that. I think one of the things that I was thinking about today is that I think for a lot of us, we spiritually understand the nature of what's ever necessary. It could be understanding laws of attraction to create anything we want. It could be spiritually doing certain things. But I think in a lot of ways, we are our own worst enemies. We are the ones that get in our own way. You know, it's, you know, we sit there and we co-create and we say, oh, I'm going to generate this money I need for school or to pay my bills or whatever it is. But then in the back of our minds, we can't hold it long enough because we constantly go to that negative space of saying, oh, you know, I'm not going to win the lottery, or I don't see any way that the money is going to come to me unless I go work hard. So we're actually almost killing that positive thing that's happening. I think the true nature of who we are is that we are beings that have unlimited abilities, that have no boundaries, that have no limitations. But in a roundabout way, it's almost like we're broken, like our thought process is broken. And because of that, we actually interfere with our abilities. But, you know, I was sitting around with a bunch of friends the other day, and we were kind of talking about the fact that it's probably good that we don't constantly manifest exactly what we want, because how many of us are living in fear? And I got a whole inventory of like 1,000 horror movies. So, you know, I tell you, it gets a little dark in the house, and I'm walking those dark hallways at night. I'm having flashback to The Exorcist, and thank goodness I'm not manifesting. Because the things that would come out of the wall, you know, but, you know, that aside, I mean, I think a lot of us really do wish that we were fully able to produce or hold our manifestation, because I think there's so much we could be doing, and not from that ego punchless kind of, you know, I want a new car and a big house and all tons of money, not from that aspect, because I think anybody who is spiritual is way beyond that. It would be more about, you know, the place I've always wanted to be, which is I just want enough money to pay my bills so that I can just eat and not worry about paying the basics, so that I can concentrate on helping others, so that I can concentrate on just playing with my spirituality. And I mm-hmm. think that's the place where a lot of us want to be, you know, where we're healing the earth, or we're, you know, volunteering or helping with animals. I mean, so much of us want to be in that space of helping others. So that's just my thought on that. Thank you.
Very wise and powerful and true. I was just going to mention it brought to mind balance, because we have all these aspects, and yet there's this balance that almost needs to be achieved in a way, in a sense, because we want to help others, but we need to help ourselves. We want to be spiritual, but we need to ground and be in our body. We, you know, there's all these different aspects of the duality and polarity that come with being human, at least as I perceive, just as the sun and the moon or black and white, just thinking of different. But there's all the gray in between, so, you know, I think it's really important to have those aspects balanced. And you brought up amazing points in which you were saying, kind of glad we don't manifest things right away, and thank God for that, because sometimes we wouldn't have good things. But we definitely are the ones that get in our own way. And it's strange, because we can be super human in certain aspects. You can be a hero to anybody, and you have all those qualities, but yet we have human limitations. But yet the sky's the limit, and even beyond. I think it's just the construct or matrix of our own mind in which we're willing to get out of our own way, so to speak, God's grace, to let that come through you without expectation or without your own agenda, which the human mind or ego, or not to put bad rap on the ego, we need that, very much so. It's just like a little kid sometimes, and sometimes you have to, just like your emotions, or if you're ignoring mental imbalances or any aspects of yourself, just nurture it and pay attention to it, acknowledge it, look at it, and alchemize it into something for the good, I'd say. And just to remember that we're human beings, and like you're saying, to look within that divine self, that connection to all that is. I always think the essence of ourselves is truly, when we look at it as far as I can see, we are the fabric of existence itself. So when I think it's fine to look outside yourself, it's fine to get perspective that way, but ultimately it is always within, because you're literally stardust. You literally are the fabric of the universe. So you, I kind of feel any question we can ask, we always have the answer. If you can ask it, you pretty much normally have the answer. Being human that we all are, we really are all human beings. That, you know, we're related to the environment, and when we're able to see our connection to the field, or whatever you want to call it, all that is, the globe, that matrix of connection inherent in all things, I think you're able to really co-create in a positive timeline, and in some ways transcend the mundane, or, you know, Mudra Lahara in the chakras in Sanskrit is of the earth. And I think that's very necessary, to have everything Earth gives us and appreciate that. But in ways we can transcend the mundane or the finite when we meditate or connect. In any way you do, we pray or contemplation, whatever it is for you, to go out in nature, a person, a thing, a flower, anything that helps you to connect to that oneness, because ultimately I think that's what we strive for, and where the pain and suffering comes from is that separation. But within the oneness, see, and that's where all the paradox come in, and you just have to find your own truth. Don't even listen to me. Don't listen to what I'm saying. really go within yourself and have your BS detector, your heart, you know, resonate with what's true for you, and really go within yourself and find your truth, because that's ultimately your own, because everyone's going to have their own perspective, everyone has their own life, and you can't control anything outside of yourself, really. So you can only change your mind and align it with your truth, and hopefully they're positive thoughts and nourishing thoughts, because I think it was even last show we were talking about the chemistry of our brains, and when we think a thought or belief systems, BS, having those belief systems really create the physiology of our body. Just look up Bruce Lipton, Biology of Belief. It really is the chemistry. Your thoughts are send narrow peptides to, you know, throughout your bloodstream and body. So it changes the physiology when you think habitual thoughts. And like you were talking about law of attraction, and I've kind of found, at least within my research, is that the subconscious has a lot to do with it. Our subconscious is running our lives most of the time. Our conscious brains are only a little bit of the show that goes on. So when we're able to identify those subconscious things and alchemize them into something higher, those habitual things when, you know, your childhood conditioned you, because that was your environment, almost like your parents were God to you. They couldn't do anything wrong. But then when you get older, you find that we're all human and we make mistakes, and nobody's perfect, but we're all trying the best that we can with what we know. And remembering that divine love within all of us, the good and the bad in every human heart, but we still have one planet, and to acknowledge that reality, I think, is important, because we're all a part of it together, all of us together on this one planet. And if we're ignoring those realities for profit or financial gain or personal, which is temporary, that's what makes me sad, is, like, you know, the topic today is intention, attention, and present awareness of the now moment, is we forget that this is temporary. And, you know, I hit a hard lesson with that, with my grandpa passing, because it just felt like he was going to be around forever, and that's not the truth here. And I knew that, but subconsciously, consciously, I was afraid to admit it, because didn't want to think about losing him, but it's the truth. Everyone we love, we will lose, and everything we love here will lose. So to find that fulfillment, to fill those voids some of us have, to find that completion in a way, is very peaceful. It brings peace, at least to my heart. When you find something that's tangible in the sense, it's not going to dissipate. There's something infinite about it, and I think for me that's love. And you know, to acknowledge the reality, I think is really seeing what's in this moment now. That's your reality. This is our reality right now, and the breath really brings you back to that focus, conscious state, when you just really focus on breathing, and meditation helps you mediate between you and your mind and go within. But these systems that are in place should, I think, be in harmony with the planet, because we're connected to it, of course. So we're this organism that could better function if it was in harmony. And I think that comes from each individual finding their resonance and harmony with themselves and the planet and connecting to the planet and something higher. Just even just look at the faces. Look at them with your heart. Look at people with your heart. Sometimes they say if you're really looking, I think it was Carl Sagan said, if you're really looking, sometimes you can see galaxies and universes and other people's eyes. And for me, that meant that the universe is within us. And when we recognize that within ourselves and really see somebody, see another for who they are, like I see you for all that you are, I think it's so precious. And my grandpa was able to do that. He was able to just be with me. There's no judgments, no worry about the future or past. He really just was there with me. And that's the greatest present you can ever give anybody is your presence. And acknowledging their presence and their essence. And really, really seeing them for who they are. And seeing yourself for who you are, which is, to me, that space within all our hearts, a divine co-creator. And, you know, sometimes they say, you're only happy when you're being nice to people. That's when I'm happy. And that's where I think, you know, it is. And it's not to have a promise of heaven in the afterlife. It's really in this now moment that we find that union. We want to be connected with something higher and ourselves and underscoring everything and all that is love. But to remember this is only temporary. It's only passing. This too shall pass. All of it, everything you see will pass. And to me, that truth and underlying current is love and union. To carry on being happy in your heart. Just being in connection with that field of the heart and heart-centered awareness, which, like you said, isn't always easy. And we're not always going to be there 100%, but because we need to do what we need to do. But to have the awareness of that care, true care. And I was thinking to myself this month, what are you willing to live with? Truly, what are you willing to live with? What are you putting up with? What are you doing for somebody else? You know, because you think that's going to bring you happiness or their acceptance or in any realm or aspect. What are you willing to put up with? Really, it's like, are you willing to keep treating your mind bad, your body bad, your spirit bad, you know, holding that in? It's not meant to be contained. It's meant to express and flow. And the universe has these rhythms of on and off, like a light switch or the breath or an ocean current. There's a rhythm. There's a pattern within everything. So to recognize that and realize you are the pattern, you are the universe. And, you know, be true to who you are, be true to yourself, and just do what you love. I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Even on your deathbed, it's really, did you love all that you could? Did you do what you love and for your reasons, nobody else's reasons? It's your life. Did you really do what you truly love doing? And having God's will, that grace, flow through you instead of always trying to control, instead of just letting that, this source, this universal flow through you, kind of getting out of your own way and having your mind in alignment with your heart, the quantum field, that self-love, the universal love, cosmic love, agape, resonance or connections. That space in between my words, between the notes. I think giving to ourselves purely and to others really fills that hole in the heart. To relax your mind and be gentle and relax, to breathe and settle into this moment and this breath, this fluctuation. You know, and as far as work and money, like you're mentioning, I had heard that a kind of cool quote I thought is that work is basically love in action. So when we're working, what are we really working for? Remembering that play as well.
Yeah, I like that. There's that exchange or balance, that money is love and love is money, and you know it, everything's made up from from the Creator, so that you know it's all just an exchange of love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick break, and then I think after the break it'd be great if we have you do a guided meditation to meet one of your angels to clear your energy field of anything that's not for your highest good. So let's go ahead and just take a break. Yeah. So I want to let everybody know you're listening to the Angelina Grace Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. She is on once a month, and you can go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com to see the listing of all the shows and when they're going to play. And if you want to call in for a reading, the number is 646-716-9663. And make sure to go check out her website at angelinagrace.org. That's angelinagrace.org. And if you missed any part of those, up on the website is the links for all our shows and everything. And we'll come back and screen callers and get you lined up for some readings after the quick meditation. So why don't you go ahead, Angelina?
Okay. Do you think my singing bowl would transfer okay through the audio, or would it be too much?
Generally, the audio for the station normally cannot handle that level of frequency because of high vibration it is.
Right. It's too much.
Yeah.
Does that sound bad?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and just try it just to set the initial vibration, and then you can just go right into the meditation after that.
Okay, everybody, I'd like you to find a comfortable space where you are in this now moment. And just be aware of your breath. Let's follow our breath. Notice any sensations in your body. Let them pass. Just breathe in and out. Feel your heart. Feel the love encompassing you that's all around you and always available and within. I would like to call on the presence and assistance of Archangel Michael and Archangel Metatron. And I ask everyone that listens to this call in this moment and in the future that we be cleared of all fears, of all limitations, of all negativity, so that we may see and feel and know who we truly are. Thank you, Archangels. I ask Archangel Metatron to clear and heal everyone listening to the call now and in the future. To clear their bodies and their minds. Clear our hearts of all negative limitations, all lower vibrations. Transmute them into the divine love of God. Alchemize them. Transmute. Transform. Remember. Realign. Follow your breath. Ask Archangel Metatron to please send his sacred geometry, Metatron's cube, from the tip of our head to the bottom of our toes, to please clear all that limitations and negativity just holding us back from our divine nature. To walk with us, to be with us, to give us a hug, to hold our hand, to lift our heads, lift our hearts, in communion and union with the divine. Please help us to make us channels of your peace. Help us to remember who we really are. How'd that feel, Mark?
That was really good. Yeah, kind of threw me for a loop there for a second. I was just like, where am I?
that was very good. Thank you.
Let's go ahead and let's give the number out to everybody in case somebody wants to call in for a reading. That number is 646-716-9663. I have somebody who's ready for a reading, and I think after that, maybe what we'll do is we'll have you draw three cards and do a reading for everybody for the month of August.
Yes.
So if you can get your cards out, let's go ahead and bring Julie on, and Julia, and you can do a reading for her first. Julia, you're on there.
Hi.
Hi, Julia. Thanks
for
calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
What is it that you would like assistance or guidance with?
Well, I'm at a crossroads in my life, and I've got a bunch of changes coming up in the very near future. So I was just hoping for some general guidance around the changes coming and kind of, any guidance the angels have, or...
Perfect. Would you like the animal oracle card deck, or would you like archangels?
Archangels, please.
Okay. Give me just a moment. And your name was Julia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a second, Julia. Awesome, okay. Regarding your question, the changes that are coming, the archangel cards that came are, first of all, Gabriel, nurture. Second, Azrael, counselor. And the third one is Archangel Raphael, which is breathe. So regarding your question with changes, forthcoming changes, nurture is a big part of the change coming in your life. Archangel Gabriel, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. The second card is Archangel Azrael, which is counselor. You are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. The third card is Archangel Raphael, which is breathe. Take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. And I'd like to ask, is there any further clarity you would like on these cards or related to your message and question?
I would really like confirmation that the step I'm about to make is actually the right step for me.
Okay, let me pull one more card regarding that. Okay, well, two came out, one popped out. Sometimes I just take it if it's going to fly out like that. You got Archangel Michael, which says, you are safe. I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home. The other one that came is chakra clearing, Archangel Metatron. Call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometry shapes. And my question just is, if you don't mind me asking, what is the changes that are forthcoming for you?
Filing for divorce.
I see. Okay. Well, they definitely want you to nurture yourself in this life change, in these changes that are coming for you now. It's important to remember that we all have that inner child. We may not be children anymore, but we always have that aspect with us. And when you really, just as you would take care of a baby, take care of yourself. Let yourself play. Let yourself sleep. just nurture yourself in every aspect right now, especially right now, because, you know, that kind of change and transformation is big, and in ways it's a loss, but you're also gaining something better. You're gaining more self-respect and self-love, because you knew that relationship was not aligned with your highest good, and most likely neither for the other person. So to nurture yourself is so important right now in this change. I think they're saying give yourself credit. You're a natural counselor, and people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. So this one with Archangel Azrael, you know, you can be that counselor for yourself in a way, and for others, to help you benefit from your own guidance and reassurance.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Angelina. Is it all right if I pull three cards for her?
Oh, sure thing. Yeah. And then you are
Julia.
Freezing. Okay.
Julia, I actually pulled three cards for you from Doreen Virtue's Romance the Angels deck. And what I did is I was taking a look at the relationship as it's on its way out and your growth moving forward. The first card that came up is past life relationships. It says you've known each other before, and I'll go back and explain these in a minute. The next one is it's safe for you to love. Open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all. And then the next card that came up was codependency. Addictions are affecting your life. So what I get on these cards as it relates to you as you're moving forward and you know, kind of leaving this relationship and moving on with your life is that your current partner and you had some past life karma that you guys were clearing. And that was primarily the reason why the two of you were brought together in this lifetime, was to actually kind of clear this up. That's why the past life relationship card has come up. So, you know, what's good about this with, you know, you moving through this process is that you've completed what you've had to complete. You know, lots of times I know when I coach people on these types of processes, there's always the question of, you know, have I completed my contract? Have I, you know, satisfied my spiritual growth or need in the situation? And the answer to that is yes. As far as the, it's safe for you to love, open your heart to give and receive the highest of all, as you're moving away from the situation, you want to be able to recognize the lessons that you received from it. You need to recognize there's definitely, you know, what you would consider to be some negative aspects of it. But even in the negative aspects, there's always a lesson for you as far as your growth, even if, you know, it was something bad that was done against you. But don't let this relationship kind of sour you to having your heart open and loving and moving forward, because that's going to be really important for you, is to be in that place of love and moving forward and you know, where you're going to be going in the future. The codependency, which is addictions, sometimes, you know, I like to say that most relationships or most marriages are codependent. I think there's a few exceptions out there, but sometimes this card will either indicate strictly that there was an imbalance in the relationship. You know, generally that's a lot of what you see where, you know, it's kind of like you were in like 80%, but you were only getting 20% back. So the relationship with the partnership was way out of balance. It didn't serve you. It wasn't for your highest good. And really kind of loving yourself and being willing to move forward and take care of yourself, honoring yourself to say, you know what, enough's enough. You know, it's time for me to move forward on this. This also, with this card, indicates this possibility that there was other addictions involved that mm-hmm. were actually affecting this, and you know, that's for you to know and to keep. So I wanted to just share that with you. I think what you're doing is very positive, and it's going to be really good for you And the future for you looks very promising with lots of love. So I send love and blessings to you as you move forward, okay?
Thank you. Thank you both very much. I really appreciate it. So all good stuff. So thanks.
Sounds good. Okay.
All right. Take care and blessings.
Okay.
Thank you.
Angelina, do you want to go ahead and pull three cards for everybody to do a reading for the month of August?
Sure thing. Yeah, that her question was your deck of cards was good for that. Let's see. The month of August. It's been crazy this 6 months. We're only 6 months in. 7 months in. Well, now eight, but okay. Well, since we've been pulling animal cards for every month, we're going to pull from the Power Animal deck. Okie dokie. Ooh, cool. The first card that came up was Lion, and that's courage. Ask for what you want. So be courageous in asking for what you really, really want. And have courage. And courage comes from Latin. In Latin it means heart, of the heart. So that's awesome. The next card that came is Fox. Adaptability. It says, adapt to the changes that are happening. And the last card for the month of August that we can contemplate throughout the month is Turtle. Turtle is retreat. It says, stop trying to make something happen. So overall, for the month of August, we have Lion, Courage, Fox, Adaptability, and Turtle is Retreat. So have the courage, adapt to changes, and stop trying to make something happen and go within. So that's pretty cool. That's for the month of August.
I love that. That's I always love the animal deck. And which deck are you using for that?
This is the Power Animal Oracle Cards deck by Stephen D. Farmer.
Ah, excellent. So I went ahead and I pulled three cards for the month. And I'm using John Holland's new Oracle deck that just came out. It's called the Psychic Tarot for the Heart. And it's a new deck. I've been using his older deck for we actually just lost Angelina. She just dropped off. So we'll wait for her to dial back in again. But this deck here, like I was saying, I originally was using John Holland's other Oracle deck. I've been using his other deck for 4 years now and absolutely love his cards because of the artwork and everything. I have now 17 decks. A lot of them Angel and Archangel and Ascended Master card decks. But there's only a few decks that I use quite often. John Holland's is probably the most popular one I use. The one that I was reading from earlier, which is the Doreen Virtue Romantic Angel deck, because I just love that for anything that has to do with romance or relationships. So the cards that I pulled for tonight was the Healing card, the solar plexus card, which is your third chakra, and the heart chakra card, which is the fourth chakra. And the reason why these three cards are coming up for the month of August is the month of August, to me, is a month of healing and nurturing yourself. And that's what I'm getting with the healing card, that this month really is about self-healing. And this comes up in two ways. The first is when it comes to the solar plexus chakra, which is your third chakra, there's two different extremes that you can see in your third chakra if it's not in balance. And I tell you, most of us, our third chakra is not in balance. So when it's in one extreme, we can be trying to control all aspects of our life. We can be trying to manipulate everything and push the universe and try to force things to happen. When you go into the other extreme of the third chakra, it has to do with being a victim and allowing life to just basically control you. So as in all the chakras, you want something that's in the center of that. And, you know, it's okay to go one way or the other. I mean, there's sometimes when there's power in being a victim, and sometimes there's power in doing control because, you know, you need to step up in certain situations and kind of put your power out there when needed. But the problem we're talking about with not finding balance in this area is when you're in victim mode or you're trying to control everything all the time and that you don't have any balance in that chakra. So this month is about really finding balance. And the third card that came up had to do with the heart chakra. And with that, I will be right back with you in a second. Hold on, everybody. All right, I had to go get Angelina. Hey, Angelina, you back?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, I'm here.
I tell you, I told you this before, no astral traveling during the radio show.
I couldn't help it.
Going off to other dimensions when you're supposed to be present. So we were talking about the three cards that come up. Let me go ahead and just extend the show a little bit because I want to get this last reading in for somebody who's on hold before the show ends. So let me go ahead and add some time to the show so we have time for them. And we'll get to Katie in a minute. But so we were talking about the healing card coming up, and this month being, I don't know how much of this you heard, Angelina, so I'm going to go ahead and repeat it. But the healing card came up this month as a month of healing for people. And then we went into the third chakra, which is either control or victim, and how people this month really need to find their balance. And I said it was okay to go to one or the other in certain circumstances. And then we talked about the heart chakra. And this is about a month of really a lot of people seeking forgiveness, either because they need to be forgiven or forgiving themselves, which is something we often forget to do, which is really important. And so there's forgiveness of ourselves and there's forgiveness of others. Now, forgiveness of others does not mean, because this all centers on the heart, because the heart is a really important chakra when it comes to love and really holding space for yourself and for others. And that is, forgiveness is not, you know, let's just say I hurt your feelings, Angelina. It's not about me going to you and saying, oh, I'm sorry, you know, because, you know, in some situations, if you feel guided to do that, it might be good to do. If you feel that in your heart, you know, some people need that. But to be honest with you, most of the time when we go to people for forgiveness and we go to them and say, oh, you know, will you forgive me for what I did? It's more about us feeling good. And it really doesn't have much to do with the fact that we hurt you. And I know a lot of people might not understand that, but that's kind of like the way it works. So the true nature of it actually has something to do with what happens after you pass away, and that is during life review, you actually have to step into the shoes of all the people you've hurt, and you have to actually feel the emotions that were attached to what you did. So lots of times when we do personal work, especially in this new work that I'm doing with the Oneness Movement, with the Three Chambers Ceremony, there is this process of forgiveness where you kind of put yourself into the shoes of someone else that you've hurt and really try to feel what it was like to actually be in that position of hurting them so that you can feel what it was that you did. Because I think it's from that place that you can fully understand the nature or the impact of the choices you make and how they impact other people. So this is a month of healing, finding a balance in our control versus victim, which is our third chakra, and forgiveness of ourselves and forgiveness of others, or being in that space of clearing anything related to the heart chakra. So that's what we have for the month of August. And with that, Angelina, if you're ready, we're going to bring Katie on. And let's get a reading done for her. So, all right, Katie, you're on with Angelina.
Hi, thank you so much. It's the first time I've listened to your show, so I'm not quite certain whether you do this sort of thing, but I had a nephew that was killed in a motorcycle accident March 31st, and I was wondering if he had anything to say.
Mark, can you take this one?
Let's unmute myself. Excuse me. Just for timing purposes, how long ago was it that he passed?
March 31st this year.
March 31st. Okay, so it's been a few months. Okay. And how old was he when he passed?
27.
In a motorcycle accident?
Right.
Okay. All right. Hold on for 1 second. As Angelina will tell you, I used to do professional mediumship for years, but I haven't done it in quite a few years. But let me see if I can reach out and connect and find out where he's at. Lots of times they're in the process of life review, or they're as they like to say from all the books you can read from John Edwards and John Holland and James Van Praagh and Lisa Williams and. They like to get to the other side, and then they start hanging out with their soul group and stuff. So let's. So I'll give you. He has completed life review. It's very interesting. I'll give you a lot of stuff that I'm getting, and some of it will make sense. Some of it might not. A lot of people just don't know about the stages of what occurs after you pass over. The first thing was he was actually. He was actually removed from his body before the accident. So a lot of people don't quite understand that, but anybody who's had near-death experiences knows what that's like, and it's like you almost get thrown from your body at the time of impact. And in some situations, the angels will come directly in and just remove you through that process so that you don't suffer in any way during that. He's completed life review. Before he went to life review after he crossed over, and everybody does this, it doesn't have anything to do specifically with him, but we go through a healing process. This is really because of the nature of the stuff we do on this planet and how it impacts our energy. So as we go and we transition to the other side, they kind of put us in light beds and sound beds, and they do crystal and different types of healing work to kind of bring our energy back to where it needs to be at the higher vibration of the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of connecting. Hold on. I knew there was a reason why we were extending the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, it seems that the two of you had a very, very strong bond with each other, but I get, and you can tell me if this works for you or you don't have to say anything at all, but it seems to be that from time to time you guys didn't always get along, that there was a little bit of conflict between the two of you. You didn't always see eye to eye. I think for the aspects of it, there's some traits in him that are actually very, very strong and come from you. And from time to time, that would actually mean that the two of you would actually conflict a little bit. Do you understand that?
We had quite a distance from us. There wasn't a lot of contact.
Yeah, Yeah, I get that. It's interesting how that works sometimes. It's really, you know, as much as we want those relationships to be stronger or closer, it's just the way it works out sometimes. A lot of it is just contracted. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but, you know, our lives are supposed to unfold in a certain way, and that's how things happen sometimes. There is a very, very strong love connection between the two of you. I can feel the love coming from the other side. There is that wanting to reach out and hug you. I don't know if you feel a presence around you from time to time. There seems to be what we call a visitation that occurs. This is when they come over to visit. Sometimes it'll occur in dreams. But, you know, it's the standard stuff. I love you. He's in perfect health now. Nothing hurts. There's no issues.
Does he have anything for his mother?
You know, this isn't related to the motorcycle accident, but he's saying, I'm sorry. He says, I'm so, so sorry. And I don't understand. He's not really telling me why.
The accident was his fault.
Yeah.
He was doing something he shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah, but the sorry isn't, like, you know, he's not happy with the fact that his life ended, but that's not what the sorry is about. The sorry is about something with the relationship between him and his mother. And that's what he's saying sorry for. He's almost asking for forgiveness. And that's it. That's all I'm getting. It's just a circular information of that. But it's, you know, of course he's not happy that the motorcycle accident happened. You know, that would be, you know, that's kind of obvious. But that's not why he's saying sorry, though. He's saying sorry about something that happened between him and his mother. And he's good now. Was there just an anniversary or birthday, some type of big family event that just occurred?
Yes.
Yeah, he was there for that. So, wow, there's goosebumps. It's a very strong love energy that comes through. Yeah, that's what I have for that. So I hope that helped. I'm not as keen as I used to be. I used to have the whole MO, and I would pull through information very quickly and more smoothly. But that's what you get for somebody who's been pretty much retired from mediumship for 3 years. I hope that helped. There were some beautiful messages in there from him, and I hope what you feel is relevant, you'll share with the mother.
Well,
yeah,
and I also
go ahead, Angelina.
All I got is that he's okay. He wants you to know he's doing fine. He's great. He's good. He's okay.
Cool. Well, thank you for calling in, Katie. Lots of love and support to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's always a tough thing. I remember when my mom passed. It was such a hard thing for me because, you know, in my life I've seen different forms of things that have happened. I've had people who've passed away, and it was a long process of years of terminal illness. And, you know, in the sake of my mother when she passed, it was just you know, she just died one day. I got a phone call, and you know, we didn't know there was nothing that was wrong with her that we were aware of. And I got a phone call from my sister this is back in the day when I was working in New York. And I got a phone call from my sister, and she said, you know, Mom's passed over the weekend. And I was like, I thought she was joking because, you know, there's nothing wrong with her. She was actually pretty young. And, you know, I don't know what's worse. I don't know if it's worse to watch someone you love suffer and die, or if it's worse to have someone die and not be there to at least say goodbye. I mean, we talk to them, and you can write letters to them. There's all kinds of things you can do that they're aware of, and you can get messages to people who have passed over. So it's not like it's there, but I think for a lot of aspects of this, and I think you understand this, Angelina, is that for a lot of aspects, there is that physical need for closure, you know, that physical less communication face-to-face with somebody where, you know, you can at least look them in the eye or you can be there, you know? So, yeah. So, all righty. Well, that kind of wraps up our show for this evening. And thank you, Angelina. We will have you back on the air again. Let me look at the dates. I think you're coming up on September 2nd. It will be your next show. And I always enjoy having you on, and thank you for being here. So good night.
Yes, thank you, Mark. Remember who you are, everybody. Remember the divinity within. And blessings. Much love. Thank you, Mark. See you next month, everybody.
Sounds good. You've been listening to the Angelina Grace Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. You can get this show as a replay through our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody.
Blessings.